Sean Burks, head football coach for the Ottawa Wheelers, joining Casey Miners at Carroll Broadcasting Sports Network ahead of their game against Cam coming up on Friday. And, Coach, you got a chance to take on Cam last year. You know, it didn't quite go the way you wanted it to. What were some of the things you can take away from last year's game kind of going into this week to really prepare you for the Cam team coming up on Friday?
Cam and Lennox, you know, we pigtailed, we kind of bookended our season with two losses where we kind of got dominated physically. You know, I think week one was a wake-up call last year of where we have to be. We made some adjustments. We moved some personnel around, but also just kind of it's hard to adjust from practice to games. Another reason we like to do the scrimmage, and I feel like maybe we got a little wake-up call last week on the physicality piece. So, I think the biggest thing is just the physicality. I mean, they ended up running it down our throat in the second half. We closed it to a 10-point game in the third quarter, threw a pick six, and let a couple explosive run plays get away. So, and we think the score was probably closer than the 42-12 final, but at the same time, that score has been in our weight room, sitting up there for months now as a friendly reminder that we have to be ready to go.
You mentioned you had a scrimmage on Friday. You had Fremont Mills as well as Arweva kind of come down and let you guys get a test and get a chance to hit somebody new. What did you learn there at that scrimmage? And, you know, what were some of the good things and some of the things that you can really improve on going into week one?
I think the biggest thing was just figuring out the speed of the game. You know, I think that was good to get under our belt, figure out, you know, just how, you know, Fremont Mills had some D linemen and linebackers that are flying around. So I think that was good. And then also the idea, just we didn't really scheme for either team, so we hadn't practiced against either of their defenses. Arweva runs a different looking zone than we practiced against. Fremont Mills ran more of a four-man front that we hadn't practiced against. I think the best thing is just getting different reps against two different teams, getting adjusted to the game speed, getting some of those, you know, jitters and first game things maybe out of the way, and then just getting some stuff on film, you know, getting a chance to evaluate ourselves. We have our kids, you know, put some comments in over the weekend about what they've done well and what they need to work on. And I thought for the most part, their comments matched a lot of what the coaches had said. So Monday's film session, there's a lot to clean up. And I think we took it pretty seriously. And I think our week of preparation has been pretty good so far.
How has, you know, the week of practice been for you guys leading up to Friday night's game against Cam?
It's been good. You know, I thought Monday's film was good. It was really hot, so we kept the kids inside for film like we always do. Tuesday was a little warm, so we went a little bit later. I think our offensive preparation was pretty good. And then Wednesday morning, we went early just to avoid the heat in the afternoon. And I was a little worried of morning practice, a quick turnaround from Tuesday's practice. But I really like the way the guys came prepared Wednesday morning. I feel like our defensive game plan is pretty darn close to being ready. And Thursday, we're confident that we'll, you know, finish up the special teams, finish up the install, get those final tweaks made, and be ready to go for Friday.
When we talked for your preseason interview, you were still kind of hammering out some of the places kids would be playing and kind of seeing time at. You know, now that you're almost here, game day coming up on Friday, who are some of the kids we could really see, you know, really flourish in this Ottoman offense as well as defense-wise?
Yeah, you know, offensively, I think Logan Stetzel has established himself at our wide receiver / second tight end spot. He's been a really positive celebration. He looked really good at 5-on-5. We knew he could catch the ball. But I really liked, especially in the scrimmage last week, how he blocked. That's been a point where he's a little bit undersized, but he takes good angles. He gives great effort. You know, the other tight end spot, Brody Weber seems to be settling in there. Gabe Jensen, Eli Jorgensen are both there for depth. But if we can keep Brody on offense and Gabe and Eli on defense, I think it'll be a nice platoon for us. You know, quarterback position, you know, Carson's kind of settled into that spot, and then Aaron's kind of settled into our running back spot. But we're good with putting Aaron at quarterback if we need to. He's still getting reps there. We could rotate Colin Hartle in at running back, two seniors that could easily slide into roles they've played for 3-4 years now. Austin Christensen is settling at the slot for us, which we knew he would settle in just fine. And then offensive line is the question right now. You know, Colton and Clay are returning starters, trying to figure out what that third spot is going to be. And we may rotate it a little bit on Friday, but Sully McLean is kind of settled right now as a starter. We'll see. Isaac Sorensen is kind of a bigger body. If they go with a bigger front, we may need to sub Isaac in. We'll go from there. Defensively, our D-line returns from last year. We pretty much have four guys that start. We rotate the three spots, Colton, Isaac, Eli, and Gabe. Linebacker, Austin's back in the middle, and Carter Obermeyer's done a really nice job kind of winning that Sam linebacker spot for us. That was one coming into camp we weren't sure. And then our two corners are two seniors, Adam Olbricht and Jack Standerson, and Aaron Olson's back at safety for us.
Do you think it'll kind of play into your hand a little bit, you know, where you can have Aaron line up on offense, you know, knowing that teams are probably going to adjust to him having to play quarterback as well a little bit if he lines up, you know, under center or in that running back position?
Yeah, we like the ability that we can put Aaron all over the field, make teams really think about that. And then if there's too much focus on that, you know, we have the confidence in the world in Austin Christensen and Carson Wessel and Brody and Logan. We've got playmakers all over the place. So, yeah, we're gonna utilize Aaron week to week in the matchups we feel like give us the best chance to win.
Any new wrinkles you're really working in here week one, or has it kind of just been kind of the basic stuff to really get the kids prepared as we go on a week-by-week basis?
It's really basics, you know, at this point in the year, trying to install our base and get guys reps, you know, like I mentioned, two guys at quarterback, two guys at running back, a couple guys at tight end, several O-linemen, just making sure we've got reps there in case someone would go down or we'd feel like we need to make a sub. I think that's the biggest thing, is just building that depth and being confident that guys know their jobs.
We'll take a look at Cam here a little bit before we wrap up. You know, you mentioned that earlier you got a chance to play him last year, didn't quite go your way. What do you know about them, and kind of what are your expectations on offense to really stop their defense? And then kind of the flip side, what are you going to do on defense to stop their offense?
You know, offensively, I think the biggest thing is we have to establish the line of scrimmage. They've done a really good job over the years of changing how their DNs line up and how they play, moving their nose tackle. A lot of times they use an undersized nose guard to slant and cause some chaos. So we're anticipating we have to communicate. We have to figure it out. We have to understand what's going on there. Usually their linebackers widen out and really try to funnel everything to the middle, back to their D lineman and their safety. They like to keep a safety back and keep the big plays out of there. So we have to understand there's going to be plays where there's going to be an unblocked safety or backer that shows up at 4 or 5 yards if it's blocked well, and we have to understand that we're not always going to be as explosive as we'd like to be. That's how it works against teams that keep a safety back. So we're going to have to put together third down conversions and fourth down conversions and keep moving the ball. You know, as far as the other side of the ball, it's really going to come down to who can stop the run on that side of the ball, because if they can run it at will, all of a sudden your safeties and linebackers start cheating downhill. And next thing you know, they're going to gash you in the play-action game, the pass game, et cetera. So we have to be prepared for that. There's no surprises out there when we play each other. You know, we pretty much know we're both going to be power run teams. We can do it from different formations and different motions and different looks. But it's really going to come down to who can establish the run on both sides of the ball. You know, they've got some really nice linemen. The Jotty kid looks really good. The tight end, the Bauer kid, is a phenomenal athlete. Just, you know, kind of that power tight end, where he'll block down, block down, block down. Then he releases on a route, and he's a matchup nightmare for an undersized DB. So we have to stop the run and force them to be able to pass when we want them to pass, because if they start going play action on 2nd and 3 because they're running it for 7 yards of carry, we're really set up for failure there.
Do you feel comfortable with, you know, your DBs and your linebackers being able to coverage, be in coverage if you can stop that run?
Yeah, I think that's the reason we try to run a zone. You know, we want all five of their sets of eyeballs, you know, both linebackers, both corners and safety. You know, we want all the 10 of those eyeballs on the quarterback at all times while having really big eyes and seeing all of the routes. You know, I think that's the advantage of being against a man instead of being man, where you're focused on your man and you may miss something else going on. So, but if we're cheating eyeballs into the backfield, we're worried about the run game too much. That's when somebody runs by us.
Sean, that is all I got for you. I want to thank you for joining me, and good luck coming up on Friday.
Thank you. Appreciate it.